Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q2 and H1 FY25 earnings conference call of Sarda Energy & Minerals Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing the star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Vinita Pandya. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Steve. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. We have with us today the senior management team of Sarda Energy & Minerals Limited: Mr. Manish Sarda, Deputy Managing Director, Sarda Metals and Alloys; Mr. P.K. Jain, Director and CFO; and Mr. Nilay Joshi, Head Corporate Finance, who will represent Sarda Energy & Minerals on the call. The management will be sharing the key operating and financial highlights for the quarter and half-year ended September 30, 2024, followed by a question-and-answer session. Please note this call may contain some forward-looking statements which are completely based upon the company's beliefs, opinions, and expectations as of today. These statements are not a guarantee of the company's future performance and involve unforeseen risks and uncertainties. The company also undertakes no obligation to update any forward-looking statement to reflect developments that occur after a statement is made. I now hand over the conference to Mr. Manish Sarda. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Sarda Energy's investor con call on the results of the quarter two. I hope you had a chance to go through the results, press release, and presentation, which has been uploaded on our website and websites of stock exchanges. Economies across the globe continue to face macro headwinds. China announced another policy stimulus to boost the economic growth. However, that also appears to be short-lived. The USA reduced policy rates twice in the last 2 months after 3 years. RBI has also changed its stance to neutral. As such, we may expect a reversal of interest rate increase sooner than later, depending upon the inflation data. The intensified conflict in the Middle East remains a concern for energy prices and global trade. Formation of a new government in the USA will also have its impact on the geopolitics and geoeconomics, the effect of which is broadly expected to be positive for India. On 21st August 2024, we successfully completed the acquisition of SKS Power Generation Chhattisgarh Limited, shortly called SKS, under IBC route. SKS is having two operating thermal power generating units of 300 MW each in Raigarh district of Chhattisgarh. SKS has been amalgamated with our company with effect from 1st September 2024. The result for the quarter includes the result of SKS Power Plant also with effect from 22nd August 2024. One of the two power generating units was under shutdown from 1st September 2024 for overhauling after operation for 5 years, which has resumed generation from 12th October 2024. As such, results of acquisition will truly start reflecting from next quarterly results only. Unsuccessful applicants had challenged the NCLT's approval of our plan before NCLAT, appellate forum. NCLAT has dismissed their appeal. Now they have challenged the approval before Supreme Court. During the quarter, we reduced production of steel billets and downstream products to sell power on commercial considerations. One of 5 ferroalloy furnaces at Raipur was under shutdown from 1st September for modification, which restarted from 1st November 2024. We recorded highest ever quarterly generation of captive thermal power. Hydropower generation recorded 8% growth year on year on back of better but delayed monsoon. Generation in the third quarter so far was also better when we compare year on year. Detailed operational data is available on our website and in press release uploaded on the websites of stock exchanges. We have received consent to operate for increase in the coal mining capacity of Gare-Palma 4x7 from 1.44 million tons to 1.68 million tons. We have also received environmental clearance for increase in the capacity of coal washery from 0.96 million tons to 5.2 million tons in two phases, initially to 1.8 million tons and then to 5.2 million tons. We have also received stage 2 forest clearance for Shahapur West coal mine. We are taking steps for execution of mining lease. Mine opening work will start after execute mining lease. We expect to get mine opening permission during current quarter. We expect to start production of the coal from this mine within 2 years from mine opening permission. Work for 50 megawatt captive solar power project is progressing as per schedule. The plant is scheduled to be operational by the end of current financial year. We are in the process of preparation and approval of detailed project report and mining plan for Bartunga Hill coal mine in joint venture. 25 megawatt Rehar hydropower project has been installed and is ready for trial run. The Chhattisgarh government has announced incentives in its recent industrial policy to promote the hydropower sector in the state. The Rehar hydropower project will also be eligible for the incentives. The waste utilization project in Visakhapatnam is progressing as per schedule and expected to be operational before end of the current financial year. The order for replacement of 30 megawatt PG set has been placed with Bharat Heavy Electricals Limited and work on the project is progressing as per schedule. The plant will be operational in mid of financial year 2026-27. The company achieved consolidated quarterly revenue of 1,159 crores in quarter 2 FY25 as compared to rupees 926 crores last quarter and 1,001 crores in quarter 2 of previous year. Provision for income tax includes effects of removal of indexation benefit on land in the current year tax law. Consolidated profit after tax was rupees 195 crores as compared to rupees 199 crores in last quarter and rupees 141 crores in quarter 2 of the previous year. The result for the quarter includes result of IPP of 600 megawatt acquired during the quarter. True effect of the acquisition will start reflecting from quarter 3. Acquisition related costs have been booked as expense in our books as per Ind AS requirement. On account of increased import and reduced export of the steel, the prices of steel products remained subdued during the quarter. Post announcement of the policy stimulus by China, some improvement was recorded in the steel prices, which appears to be short-lived. During the quarter, we spent about 1950 crores on acquisition of SKS power plant in addition to the normal capex on the ongoing projects. Post acquisition of SKS, our consolidated debt, including for working capital, stood at around rupees 1300 crores. Long-term loans repayable within next 1 year is less than rupees 200 crores. The company holds strong liquidity with cash and liquid investments of more than rupees 1,500 crores as of 30th September 2024, which is in addition to the loans given as part of treasury investments. The debt to EBITDA is below 1, which will go down further as the effect of 600 megawatt IPP starts reflecting in the EBITDA. During 9 months of calendar year 2024, global steel production declined by 1.9% to 1,394 million tons. China recorded decline of 3.6%. Bucking the global trend during the same period, India recorded growth of 5.9%. Due to slowdown in the domestic economy, Chinese steel exports remained at elevated levels. Aggressive exports from China due to subdued domestic demand weighed on the global steel prices. China exported 84 million tons in 9 months, recording a growth of 21%. Many countries have invoked safeguard measures against Chinese imports. In absence of safeguard measures, steel imports in India recorded sharp jump of 44.5% quarter on quarter and 43.2% year on year, whereas the exports fell 14.8% quarter on quarter and 29% year on year. India was net importer of steel of about 1.9 million tons in the quarter. The EU imposed additional safeguards to moderate high steel imports. Ferroalloy prices corrected back to previous levels after sharp jump in June on the fear of shortage of raw material due to disruption in Australia. Merchant power prices remained subdued due to above average rainfall during the quarter. Domestic crude steel production in quarter 2 of current financial year fell marginally by less than 1% but grew 2.7% year on year to 36.23 million tons. Domestic finished steel consumption grew by about 4.2% quarter on quarter and 11.6% year on year to 37.09 million tons. Ferroalloy exports has been stable. During the quarter, we exported about 28,200 metric tons of ferroalloys worth rupees 251 crores in quarter 2 of current financial year as compared to 32,500 metric tons worth 273 crores last quarter and about 25,500 metric tons worth rupees 189 crores in the corresponding period of the previous year. India is the fastest growing major economy on the strength of its domestic demand and demography. The reversal of interest rate cycle will further strengthen competitiveness of the industry. Government is also taking safeguard measures to check steel imports. China is also pushing its economy through policy initiatives. The fall in fiscal deficit provides legroom for increased government capex. All this should augur well for Indian steel industry. Good credit offtake and strong capital market, particularly primary issuances, indicate rise in the private capex. That should boost capex heavy projects. Real estate sector has also recorded healthy bookings, creating demand for steel. The effect of 600 megawatt thermal power plant acquired by us will start reflecting from the current quarter. This plant will give a major boost to the top line and bottom line of the company. That concludes our performance and outlook. We now open the forum for questions and answers. Thank you, all the participants.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of A.M. Loda from Sanmati Consultancy. Please go ahead.
Hello, Mr. Jain, am I audible, sir?
Yeah, you are audible.
Sir, congratulations for the good set of number as well as congratulations to the entire team of the management for successful takeover of SKS Power, sir. I have got two questions, sir. One first is relating to SKS Power and second is relating to coal. Now, SKS Power, as you had mentioned in your presentation, that NCLT appeal has gone in your favor, but the aggrieved party have gone in the Supreme Court. So, what is the legal opinion of our legal lawyers for acquisition and this Supreme Court matter, which is being heard? What our lawyers...
Sir, when it has been confirmed twice by NCLAT,
yes,
that gives a reasonable assurance on the our strength of the case.
Is it make any material difference particularly when you have taken the possession of the plant and made the payment, and payment has been made to the banker, and banker has dispersed to the lender, will it make any material difference in Supreme Court?
It is up to the Supreme Court. Matter being sub judice, I don't think the Supreme Court will take into consideration each and every fact and aspects.
Okay.
But ultimately, it is being matter being sub judice. I don't think we can give any specific. It is up to the Supreme Court, but definitely all these factors will also be considered.
Okay, sir. In this acquisition, how much is out of 600, how much is we are selling in under PPA and how much we are selling in the market, in the grid?
PPA, we have long-term PPA, medium-term PPA, short-term PPA and IEX all. So short-term PPA quantity goes up and down. So maybe out of 600, maybe 400 around, because it is a fluctuating figure.
Okay. What is the present rate, sir, in this present rate prevailing in the exchange?
Exchange also, it also fluctuates again, but generally we are getting 5 rupees plus only.
5 rupees plus.
On average, because it varies hour to hour and day to day.
Whether the management has in any intent to double the capacity of this plant?
Okay, let the matter first be resolved. Definitely, all infrastructure is available. Appropriate steps will be taken at appropriate time.
My second question is regarding the coal mine, sir. We have got the capacity expanded from the to 1.68, and we have applied for 5.2 MTPA. When we can expect to get the oil clearance and when you for this expansion of the coal mine, sir?
In the first stage, we are increasing it further from 1.68 million to 1.8 million tons.
Okay.
We expect to get maybe by end of the current financial year or maybe in the beginning of the next financial year.
Okay.
Then we will go for the second leg of 5.2 million tons.
Okay.
So, that will take some time.
Boli, sir.
That will take some time.
Achha, okay, sir. Can I squeeze one more question, sir, last?
Yeah, sure.
This question is relating to hydropower, sir. Our Sikkim hydropower 113 megawatt, Ramchu power plant at Sikkim, that we have I think commenced this commercial production last year. This is the second year running, I think.
This is I think third year.
Third year. So
3 years. We have completed 3 years. This is fourth year.
But just I wanted to know the status of the loans taken by for this power plant and repayment schedule.
Yeah. I think that we can provide you offline immediately. It will be very difficult to provide specific figures.
I'll send a mail to you, sir. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aman Madrecha from Augmenta Research. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir, thanks for the opportunity. So first of all, can you highlight on the total coal mix, given that we are at 1.6 million tons of coal capacity currently? So how much, according to us, will be used towards the power plant and how much will be used for our internal operations? Could you highlight on that? And what portion, and second question is that, what portion of the SKS coal requirement is met through PPAs signed with coal India, and what portion is met in-house again?
Yeah. Out of 1.68 million tons, 100% will be captively consumed, whether it is in the power plant of SKS or internally for Uspanjan plant, captive power plant and all those things. And broadly, maybe about 0.6 million ton might be used in other facilities, and 1 million ton plus will be used in power plant, IPP power plant.
Sir, for this 1 million ton of this coal, what what percentage of power requirement will be met to, let's say, for example, for the 600 megawatt to run it fully, let's say at 85% PLF, how much coal do we require? Can you provide that number?
We require more than 3 million tons, maybe 3.2 to 3.0, depending upon the grade of the coal. It will be 3 million tons plus requirement.
So given that out of that 3 million ton, 1 million ton is met through this coal mine, right? Sorry, 1 million ton is met through this coal mine and rest is we buy from outside in PPAs, right?
Yeah, for the time being, yes.
Okay. Okay, sir, and also, can you also highlight on the upcoming two coal mines, let's say the Shahpur West and the other coal mine that is coming up? So, where are we on the Shahpur West coal mine?
As given in our initial address, we have received a forest clearance stage 2 also. Now, we are in the process of executing the mining lease. Post that, we will get the mine opening permission. And once we get the mine opening permission, which we expect to get before end of this quarter, then it will take about 2 years time to start the production or getting the production from that mine.
Okay. And sir, if I believe, according to your previous remarks, previous interaction, this Shahpur West coal mine's quality is at par with the imported coal quality, right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Digant Heria from Green Edge Wealth. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question. So my question is again on this SK Power now it's at least, 3 months that we have the power plant in our hand. So what is the peak PLF that we can reach, in these power plants, now that you will have some more access to the power plants and how they work? So that is question number one. Question number two is, sir, you said that blended realization right now is around 5 rupees a unit. So what would be the EBITDA or PBT per unit that we can make? I'm not looking at an exact number, but just a range depending on, our coal mine or, coal which we are using currently from Coal India. What is the potential here? So these are the two questions, sir.
In normal course, we should expect 85% of the PLF from the plant. And we have been operating at full capacity. We have been getting plant is generating full capacity generation. So there is no such key. There is some under capacity. That is not the case. The plant is capable to operate at full capacity of 600 megawatt. That is the first question I think I have. What exactly you wanted? This is what. And PLF, as I stated.
Yeah, so PLF can be 85%, you are saying, right? Or even more?
Yeah, 85% because if we are selling part of the quantity in IEX, sometimes it happens, although you have the capacity, but prices are not remunerative enough, so sometimes you may have to cut down the production. So in that case, we may consider on the safe side, if we consider, it may be 80%.
Got it.
Depends on long-term contract.
Got it.
Sometimes
got
you have to cut down the production. Yeah.
Got it, sir. Sir, and my next question was, what is the EBITDA per unit or, profit before tax, PBT per unit? Because you said revenue is around 5 rupees a unit right now. Over the long term, where do you see this profit before tax number? It will be 1 rupee a unit, 2 rupee a unit. What is the economics? If you can just explain us,
EBITDA should remain in the range of, 1.5 to 2.5, somewhere in between, depending upon the prices, because price volatility is there. So,
okay. And sir, this 1.5 to 2.5 rupees EBITDA, this will change once we have our own coal mine, this entire 2 million right now which we are buying from Coal India, if we get it from our own mine, the Gare Palma, 2-3 years later, then does this number change or it will remain in the same range, 1.5 to 2.5?
It will improve marginally. Definitely it will improve marginally.
Okay, sir. Sir, and last question was, you said that... Sorry, go ahead, sir, please.
Please continue.
Okay. So the last question was on the steel part. You just mentioned that the imports from China has been very, very high and, everybody is representing to the government. So these imports are very high on which parts? Like, is it mostly in flat, long, or, in the products which we are there? Any color that you can give on this?
Manish ji? majorly imports are...
Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
Hello? Can you come again, please?
So my question was that the imports from China has increased a lot, you know, on the steel side. So we just wanted to check, are there specific products where Chinese dumping is very high in India, or, you know, is it just mostly affecting us, our products, or, you know, any such color you can give on the imports from China? And, you know, how different are the spreads, you know, our...
Yeah,
our
in the last few months, we have seen a lot of imports happening from China. And it's basically on the electrical steels and the flat steels that are coming into the country. And the government has taken note of that and is working on that to curb the imports also. So soon, we are very, very hopeful that soon we'll see that there'll be some import curbs in place. And it overall, what happens when you see such a large sort of imports coming into, you know, India from China, the overall sentiment gets a little shaky here in India.
Right, sir. Okay, sir. Thank you so much. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Pradeep Rawat from Yogya Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good evening and thank you for the opportunity. So I have some basic questions. So can you just highlight what is the cost of mining of coal and iron ore from our mines?
Coal and iron ore. Coal processing depends because we are paying a substantial part towards revenue share. Say we are paying 67% revenue share in our Garpalmo 4/7 and we are also paying royalties. So the whole cost depends upon the market price of the coal, which fluctuates in a wider range. And in case of iron ore, it is somewhere in the range of 2,500 to 2,700, depending upon the output. There are multiple variables, lumps and fines. Again, because a major component of the output is government taxes, which varies depend upon the grade and the size of the material taken out. So defining a specific pricing key, what is the cost, will be very difficult. In case of coal also, we have four different grades of the coal from the same mine. So the cost varies in a much wider range for the grade to grade.
Yeah. Yes, sir. I was just asking more about the cost of operations in mining, excluding that revenue sharing model that we do.
Yeah, that is not a material in overall cost of structure.
Okay. And we have Kalyani mines, which could... when can we expect this Kalyani mines to operationalize?
Yeah.
And are we planning to use some kind of advanced mining techniques like underground continuous miners, or are we going to do it with the existing blasting technologies?
No. So far as the use of the technology is concerned, in case of underground mines, generally continuous miners only will be used. Take the case of Shahapur, the West coal mine will be using the continuous miners only for extraction of the coal from the mine. So far as the Garipalma 4x present operations are concerned, that is an open cast mine where continuous miner is not required. So at appropriate, whatever is appropriate technology depending upon the mine, that is applied.
And can you also comment on when could we expect Kalyani mines to be operationalized?
In the last con call, we had stated that there was a dispute on the boundary. There was overlapping boundary of the two different mines allotted to different parties. So that matter was taken up with the CMPDI and that boundary dispute has been sorted out. But now we are in the process of evaluating post-redesign of the boundary. We are carrying out the DPR and viability survey. And final outcome will come only once that is approved by the Southeastern Coalfields Limited. So as of now, the position is standstill.
Yeah, understood. Just last one basic question. We have purchased Surajgarh iron ore block for 126% revenue share model. So I was just wondering how can we be profitable when we are giving away more than 100% of revenue share to the government? So that was one basic question from my side.
Yeah, if you see all the iron ore mines have gone only in this range, and I think within this Surjagarh iron ore blocks also. Ours was, I think, lowest or maybe among the lowest of the premium which was bid by us. Others have given their bids much higher than our bid in the same geology and same area. There were multiple blocks in the Surjagarh. Ours was the block number one. And we have got a better quality of the iron ore. There are multiple variables again in the form of the pricing of the iron ore fines, iron ore lumps. There are multiple variables there. What price is, and their revenue share is payable on the notified price of the state. It is not on your selling price, because it will be, we'll be bringing it. In case of iron ore, the royalty, etc., royalty and revenue share is payable on the notified price of, for the state. So there are multiple variables in cost structure.
Okay. That was helpful. Thank you. Thank you, and wish you all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Bala Subramaniam from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Congratulations for good set of numbers. Sir, just want to understand the pricing point of view. Last quarter, some price corrections around 6%-8% of our billets, wire rod and HV wires. And manganese ores also has been corrected 10%-27%, based on high grade to low grade in that range. In this quarter, how is the prices, what's the scenario right now?
Manish?
This quarter also, we think that the prices will be a little subdued because December holidays are approaching, and typically we see that December is a little lull month. Overall, I think the government spending will also start, you know, happening in the next 3 to 4 months. Because if you look at the last 6 months, government spending has been not as much as we had expected it to be on infrastructure. So going forward, I think the demand will pick up, but in the next 2 to 3 months, I think it will be a little subdued as well.
Got it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pradeep Rawat from Yogya Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the follow-up. So I just wanted to understand more on the ferroalloy market. So how is it faring right now, and what can we expect going forward?
So the ferroalloy market, as you know, that it has, you know, gone up in the middle because of the ore crisis which happened in Australia, where there was severe flooding, etc., that happened in the South 32 mines. Right now, the alloy market is quite slow, and the demand globally is not very high right now, because you've seen major regions and disturbances like the Ukraine, Russia war happening, the Gaza attack, the Middle Eastern regions. Also, the credit crunch is felt across regions. So we're not hoping that the next 2-3 months there will be an uptick on the ferroalloy side or the ferroalloy pricing. But maybe after January end, February onwards, typically the demand picks up.
Okay, understood. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Bhandari from Nakoda Engineers. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir, और अच्छे रिजल्ट्स के लिए बहुत-बहुत बधाई।
Thank you.
हां, सर, मेरा एक प्रश्न SKS Power पे है और एक प्रश्न फेरो अलॉय पे है। SKS Power पे जो बातचीत मैंने सुनी, सर, उसमें इट इज एक्सपेक्टेड कि करीब अपना टर्नओवर जो है, इसको लेके अप्रॉक्सीमेटली इट विल बी अराउंड 2,000 एनुअली, 2,000 करोड़।
हां जी।
And profit in the range of 500 crore.
उससे ऊपर ही आएगा।
हां, अच्छा, बहुत अच्छा, सर। और सर दूसरा जस्ट एक एक्सपेक्टेड कब है कि ये हाईकोर्ट वाला चीज भी निकल जाएगा नेक्स्ट 3 मंथ 6 मंथ?
कोई बता सकता है क्या कोर्ट केसेज के बारे में कब निकलेगा?
वो बात तो सही है सर। नहीं 12 को एक होने वाला था हियरिंग, वो हुआ नहीं हुआ हम किसी को पता नहीं है।
नहीं अभी कोई हियरिंग नहीं हुआ।
अच्छा अभी कोई हियरिंग हुआ ही नहीं है वो। अच्छा अच्छा। और ये फेरोइलर्स का सर डिमांड वगैरह कब स्टेबल होने का है? मतलब 22 दिसंबर एंड जनवरी इट इज एक्सपेक्टेड?
जनवरी के बाद ही होगा सर, दिसंबर पूरा हॉलिडे होता है, यू नो दैट दिसंबर सीजन इज ऑलवेज अ लिटिल लव सीजन एंड जनवरी पीपल स्टार्ट कमिंग बैक टू ऑफिस बाय द 10th ऑफ जनवरी। सो आफ्टर जनवरी ओनली द पिकअप विल स्टार्ट इन टर्म्स ऑफ यू नो डिमांड, बट ग्लोबली द डिमांड टू बी ग्लोबली द डिमांड लुक्स टू बी लिटिल स्लो बिकॉज इफ यू नो दैट जापान हैज गॉट इंस्टॉल्ड कैपेसिटी ऑफ 105 मिलियन टन्स एंड दे आर नॉट गोइंग टू प्रोड्यूस मोर देन 90 मिलियन टन्स। सो वी आर सीइंग अ शॉर्टफॉल इन टर्म्स ऑफ स्टील प्रोडक्शन इन जापान एज वेल। We are seeing a shortfall in terms of production in European Union as well. So this year, in terms of steel production, and this year looks to be a little low in terms of you know demand because of the war situation going on everywhere. And we are also waiting and watching very quietly as to what will happen. You know when Trump's policy comes into place.
Correct.
What are the impacts that are going to be put in place for China? You know we have to see what are the policies that he's bringing out for trade, and only then we can expect some demand pickup.
अगर China में मान लीजिए restriction होगा तो will the demand pick up from India?
China में तो already restrictions है ही हैं. But let us see that what is the policy that comes into play.
But January se thoda bahut price stability and improvement is expected.
Price stability to abhi bhi hai. You know, it is hovering around 860 to 880. So price stability is already there in terms of dollar terms.
Achcha. I couldn't get it, sir. 860 to 880, what is that?
860 to 880 dollars.
Okay. मतलब which is profitable for us?
Not too much, but it's okay. It's not that bad.
हाँ मतलब दाल रोटी मिल जाता है।
हाँ
जी ठीक है सर. All the best for SKS Power. Okay sir, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of AM Roda from Sanmati Consultancy. Please go ahead.
There is one follow-up question which I skipped regarding SKS Power, sir. थोड़ा मेरे को आप बताएंगे ये 600 मेगावाट में कितनी यूनिट जनरेट होती है सर 80-85 पेलोड फैक्टर में? नंबर ऑफ यूनिट
400 करोड़ से ऊपर आएगी?
नहीं यूनिट 400 करोड़ ना?
400 करोड़ यूनिट बोल रहा हूँ मैं, यूनिट से बता रहा हूँ।
हाँ ठीक है सर। दूसरा ये था सर, आपका जो ये 25 मेगावाट हाइडल का जो अभी रेडी है मतलब, तो ये लेके मैं कहीं आपका प्रेजेंटेशन में एक चार्ट देख रहा था वेर आई फाउंड दैट द टोटल कैपेसिटी आफ्टर दिस 25 हाइड्रो पावर यू विल बी हैविंग 1000 मेगावाट पावर इन टोटल।
नहीं नॉट हाइड्रो
ऑल 761 वन प्लेस यू हैव मेंशन 761 अनदर प्लेस 166 हाइडल another 50 the solar and this hybrid and the 25 which is going to commence the production. So I am making the total of the total comes to 1200 megawatt.
No, I don't think 1200. It should be somewhere in the range of 1000. Kahin kuch hai.
Not 1200, 1002 only. 1000. Yes, 1000.
Yeah, 1000. It will be 1000. Theek hai
na? Achha, theek hai sir. अच्छा दिस हाइडल पावर और सिंस दिस ईयर देयर वाज हेवी रेन सो आई प्रेज्यूम दैट हाइडल पावर आल आल्सो जनरेट सम यूनिट्स इन द मंथ ऑफ अक्टूबर नवंबर।
हाँ अक्टूबर नवंबर में बेटर है, हमारे एड्रेस में भी हमने बताया कि अक्टूबर नवंबर में भी इस साल जनरेशन इज बेटर एज कम्पेयर टू द प्रीवियस ईयर।
ओके सर थैंक यू वेरी मच सर थैंक यू दैट्स फ्रॉम माय साइड सर दैट्स ऑल।
Thank you. A reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question to the management, you may press star and one at this time. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for their closing comments.
Yeah, thank you. We thank all the participants for attending this con call. To summarize what we stated, the long-awaited acquisition of SKS 600 megawatt power plant is completed, and this will be a major growth driver in our journey. Number of projects are under execution for consistent growth. Out of these, 25 megawatt hydropower project and 50 megawatt solar power project will be commissioned in the current financial year. Our diversification has resulted in better performance during volatile times. So we are poised for exciting times. Thank you. Please feel free to reach out to us or to our IR team with any further queries. Thank you all.
Thank you. On behalf of Sarda Energy and Minerals Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.